If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Extremely Local News, which is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Please welcome Seamus to me to the line. Hi, Seamus.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Right back at you. Seamus is editor-in-chief and co-founder at Black Club Chicago, and some sad news in Chinatown.
Sad closing restaurant news indeed, Wendy. This is a place called Seven Treasures on Wentworth, 2312 South Wentworth. They're closing Monday. It's been almost 40 years.
Jeez.
Yeah, and it's just one of those, you know, there's a lot of different options of different styles. This one is Cantonese, and it's a more of a diner, an old school diner. You come and you order at the counter and sit down around tables. But one of the things that people really loved about it was open till at least 2 in the morning. So if you were out late and nothing else was open, you could always sort of count on Seven Treasures and get the wonton noodle soup. So it's interesting. There's just been crowds lining up to get into this place now for the last couple days when word got out that they were closing. So if you're planning on going down and checking it out for the first time or having one last run at it, just know that you may have to wait in line a little bit, but you know, it'll be one of those experiences where, yeah, I'm sure the people in line will be telling their stories about why they loved it and why their parents took them there and et cetera. So reunion time at Seven Treasures, 2312 South Wentworth, if you've never been there before, folks out there. But, yeah, plan on a little time. And, you know, the owner, Benjamin Au, he's retiring. He's been doing this for 40 years. He didn't have a next generation that was really interested in running a late-night Chinese restaurant. So he's going to close it down. We'll keep updates to see if anything else pops up in there if someone wants to take his recipes.
That's really sad, but then again, you know, if your parent owns a restaurant and you don't really want to get into it, you know, that's your choice, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you see that a lot, not just in restaurants, but just so many businesses, and that, you know, sometimes it just leads to the end of an era. But I get it. If that's not your passion, you don't want to, you can't force them.
No, and it's a lot of work. I always think, you know, I like to cook, so I thought someday I'm going to open up a restaurant, and then, you know, I watched The Bear and thought, I will never do that. It's just 24/7, 365 days a year of working it.
Yep, absolutely. I'd rather stay outside the kitchen and enjoy their lovely work.
Yeah. All right, free food from a grocery store? What?
Yeah, this is a cool story. It's a nonprofit working out of the Englewood neighborhood by the name of Dion's Chicago Dream, run by a guy named Dion Dawson, who's just a really great guy. He's one of those guys that has more energy than anybody else, and it just works 24 hours a day. He started this charity, and he raises money from donors and from local foundations, and just from donations from companies as well that donate food. So just yesterday, he started this program called the Dream Vault. And if you can picture those Amazon lockers that pop up around town, this is like that, except it's he stuffs each one of them with fruit and vegetable for one family. That's enough for a week.
Aww.
And then they get codes where they can go and pick up all the stuff, and then they'll be able to refill that same shelf for another family to come in. So he's working on about 175 households in this first project. He opened it up yesterday at the old Whole Foods in Englewood that closed, and now it became a Save-A-Lot. And he talked the owners there into, hey, let me put this in your place. You're trying to serve the community. Let me do my service project here. So it opened yesterday, 175 households. He's trying to open up a bunch of these around the city, and there's no income requirement. You really just have to apply for it, and if you're one of the first people to do it, you can get on the list, pick up enough food. And he said, hey, you know, use the money you're saving for gas or for your electric bill or something like that, just trying to, with the soaring prices, he's just trying to help out his neighborhood and perhaps neighborhoods around the city. So it's a great project. It's called Dion's Chicago Dream, if you want to check out more about him. He is a ray of sunshine and a fun guy to know.
And a great man, Dion Dawson. What a great accomplishment. And finally, this morning, there's a guy who's riding his bike through how many communities in one day?
So basically, yeah, and by the way, this is something I could never do.
I could maybe make it a couple blocks.
Yeah, I would say, like, I'm not sure I could want to, like, drive through all of every single Chicago neighborhood. Even that sounds exhausting. His name is Benjamin O'Malley, and he basically biked in one day through every single Chicago neighborhood. It was 150 miles over 12 hours. It's a little confusing, but, you know, Chicago's got a bunch of neighborhoods, and they also have these community areas, which more or less mirror the neighborhood. But they're a little bit larger. So whereas we have 77 official community areas, there's probably 120 actual neighborhoods. But close enough. He hit all 77 of them. We've got a map on the story about it. And it's a big, he did it very intelligently. It's not quite a circle of city. He jogs in and out a little bit. But 150 miles, he did it really just to challenge himself and just sort of inspire other people to do it. But he said his highlights were Big Marsh Park, which is down on the southeast side. They turned an old landfill into a really cool park. The Splains River Trail on the opposite corner in the northwest side. The Pullman Monument. Just some of those fun sites to see, especially if you're on bike and you clear out a little bit from the neighborhoods and get a little open air. So,
how long did it take him?
It took him 12 hours, but he did stop at Shark's Fish and Chicken in Washington Park.
Well, come on.
For catfish. And again, like, that it sounds great, but that's something I might need a nap for afterwards. Not
right.
Like finish off the rest of my 150 miles. And he topped it all off with a super dog, which makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you ride 150 miles, you could definitely burn off that kind of calories. But it sounds like a fun Chicago trip. Benjamin O'Malley, maybe he'll try to organize, bigger events for, get people to go with him next time. But fun way to celebrate Chicago's neighborhoods.
Well, cool. Seamus, you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Extremely local news. Seamus Toomey, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Black Club Chicago.